Okay. First of all, did you have any prayer requests? Let's go ahead and bow our heads, pray. Our Father, we praise you for your mercy. Thank you for the rain, the showers of blessing. We praise you for the abundance, food and clothing and shelter. And we thank you for the privilege to gather together with the saints this morning and to sing together, hear your word, and encourage each other. We just thank you for our cars that we can ride here in a quick manner and in out of the rain. Dear God, help us to be mindful of these gifts. And Lord, we pray for those who may be sick or afflicted, be near them. Those in pain, help them. And now we commit ourselves to you and thank you for the song. Amen. Okay, let's start with Joy to the World. And we'll, let's just sing it through, and then we may try one time with the notes, okay? Alright, we'll just go ahead and sing it. All the parts, all together. Remember to watch my hand, and you girls, make it nice and loud for the chorus, but it's your turn. To sing by yourself, alto, soprano. You boys come thundering in afterwards. You want pitch of D, which is usually almost erased off of my little pitch instrument.
Yeah.
Let's do the notes now, all of the friends together. See if we can about do it that same speed if possible.
The light is shining.
think there's a lot of times me, I tend to go up, all right, let's try it, let's get our kids again here. Let's do 12. Let's sing 12. Right across the page. And let's try to do the notes. All the time. Let's do it. Come up here a little closer to that line, girls. Perfect. Okay. cut off.
Hey.
Did one of you have a selection? You go with 24? Okay, perfect. Let's do the notes again. First time. Everybody on soprano.
Do, do, re, mi, mi, fa, sol, do, ti, do, la, ti, re, do, ti, la, sol, do, sol, fa, sol, sol, fa, mi, sol.
Roll with her. coaster there, isn't it? What do you say? What would you get? Very good. Well, I think we'll call that enough for this morning. You're doing great. I'm enjoying it. You can go back.
Boys, your assignment.
So in James 3 there, where it talks about wisdom from above, we were supposed to give a thought about wisdom from above. So I just thought about how that, it's describing like God's wisdom, like the wisdom He would want us to have. And it's talking about not like worldly wisdom or whatever, but wisdom from God. But in James 1 verse 5, it says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given him."
Like Hans read there, and I thought about how, you know, if we want, we have to seek after godly wisdom, wisdom from above, and so we have to ask the Lord for it, and He'll give it to us, and then we can learn to, in situations, see past what we would normally see, what just our flesh would want to see, and see what God sees in a situation.
In that verse in James 3:13 and through 18, I thought about how the wisdom from above is pure and loving and willing to yield. And if we aren't loving the brothers and getting along and doing the thing in front of us, then we can't have wisdom.
I was thinking about what wisdom is. It's not like knowledge. You can't learn wisdom out of a book, really, except maybe out of the Bible. But wisdom you learn from experience and things that God shows you.
I thought about the chapter in First, or I think it's First Corinthians. I was just going to read through it, so we can think about the thoughts in the chapter. Let's see here. Chapter 13. I'll just start in verse 1 and read a few verses. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, nor is it puffed up. Does not behave itself rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked. Thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. Now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these three is love. I just thought the wisdom of God is unselfish, it's not carnal, it's and you see that in politics too, you know, a good leader. He's not concerned about power and money and his own fame. He's concerned about what's good for the people. And love is not concerned about our own pride or our own whatever we desire. It's concerned about other people and loving and helping each other. And that's God's wisdom. And it's something we got to work on, because there's a constant battle to want to do our own thing and not love each other. And you see that battle in everywhere in the world, even if people aren't in the church, the battle is everywhere. So anyway, I like that chapter in Corinthians, because it talks about love. This talks about what true love really is, and there's a lot of things in there that we can work on. It's a challenge.
I thought of that. I was thinking about wisdom from above, and I was thinking, well, how do we get that? And then I thought of Solomon, when God said that he could have anything he wanted, and he asked for wisdom, and he got it. And that just seemed pretty easy, just to ask. You can just ask for it and get it, but you got to be doing what God wants you to do first, and then you'll have the heart to ask him, and then you can get it.
I was thinking about how worldly wisdom is just for your own self-gain and to puff up yourself, but godly wisdom is humble and is godly and more right.
Here in verse 16 in James chapter 3, it says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing." And if you're having your selfish ambition and God's not in it, and you just take it and run with it, that's not wisdom to just go have your selfish ambition.
In James 1, it says, "If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God." And it shows us that God's wisdom never runs out. He can give it to as many people as he can give it to everybody, and it still won't run out. And it's encouraging to think of, if you're in trouble or anything, you can just ask God for wisdom and he'll give it to you.
If you start out not having wisdom, it can be hard later on to find it, but if you start out with wisdom, it can be easy your life later on.
When you're going through a hard time or something, you can ask God for wisdom and he helps you through it.
Some wisdom from up above was when Peter answered Jesus and said, "You are the Christ, from the living God." From the living God.
I was thinking about how to get wisdom. And I've heard Uncle David say before, you can get wisdom by listening to older people talk and listen to what they have to say. And you can listen to your parents talk and listen to what they have to say, and listen to people older than you and listen to people older than you and how they talk and what they've done and stuff that they've been through, and you gain wisdom by doing that and not doing their mistakes and doing better.
For next week, the older boys, I had a thought here a few weeks ago, and their message was about how to be remembered, and I just thought that the simplicity of just doing what we're supposed to be doing doesn't matter if we're remembered or not, or if that kind of works, but why don't we just do what we know to do and be who we need to be right now? Just the simplicity of that. Going forward to have good examples of something you need to do right now, just in the simplicity to be who you need to be right now, or who you should be. Your thought or an example of something you need to do right now, just to be who you should be, who God wants you to be right now.